Eloheinu, Melech Ha'olam, Shehakol Niyeh Bedvaro. This week's parsha, of course, we have the Bria of Adam Arishin. Hashem creates the world with Bereishis, and not only the world, but as the girl writes in Adar Saliyo, the Sforno as well, the very creation of time. Zman came into the world, Ayadei Bereishis, Bereishis Nami Maimerhu. We have a concept of Zman, we have a concept of the world, Bereishis, Borel Okimas, Shmaimas, Aorot, seven words in the opening Pasuk. Keneged Vi, Zion Mei Bereishis, we have the Hevel of Olam, seven mentions of Hevel. And the opening Pasuk, of course, of Koheles, the Rishonim explain that Mekushar, Be'etzem Tzedi, 7 days of creation, the seven words in the opening Pasuk, Bereishis. The highlight, the pinnacle, the climax of creation, of course, was Adam Rishon, Hayom Haras Olam, and our Nusach and Rosh Hashanah, a reference to the day of Adam Rishon, born Rosh Hashanah. Adam Rishon is the highlight of the Bria. The Pasuk says, Bereishis, Parak Beis, Pasuk Zion. He was up from an Adama, but then Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim, God blew a breath of life into Adam Rishon, and that gave him life. Dehainu, that which empowered, which gave him a chiyus, which distinguished Adam, the Umas, every other chelik of the Bria, all those entities encompassed under the respective headings and rubrics of Domeim Tzemech and Chai. Adam Rishon was first and foremost a medaber. Targum Onkelos, Targum Yonos, Eben Uziel. What does it mean? Vayipa Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim, that he came to life, writes the Targum Onkelos, Targum Yonos, Eben Uziel. V'havos Adam L'ruach Mimalala. Man became a speaking spirit. That means something we elaborated upon in the Shabbos Yuvah Drasha. The first and most dominant attribute of Adam, then Nekuda, which is Margish, his Ofi, his Teva HaMiyuchad, distinguishing him from all the other Chelke HaBriya, was that he was endowed with the Koach HaDibur, the power of speech. That is Adam. Adam has the power of speech, Ravob is Marich in Aleishor. And we have the Gemara at the beginning of Bava Kama, Im Tiboyin, and Tiboyu, based on the Lashon of the Navi, Mavi is Adam. Mavi is someone who knows how to express, someone who knows how to articulate. That's what it means to be alive, to be a Medaber, to be a speaking spirit. The Umas, the other end of the Bria, that's a domain. What is domain? The world of still, silent, and lifeless matter. Lo amesim, hallelujah. V'lo kol yordi duma, writes David Melchin, Kapitel Kuptes Vav. We said in hallel numerous times. It's equating the mason with the yordi duma, those who descend into the abyss. What's the grave? The silent abyss, the world of domain. Writes the Gron, Dvar Liyoh, on Yonah, Perek Aleph, and Posik Beis. We have the Gemara Chagiga, Nafayim, and Alv, the Malach that's appointed over death. Is Duma. Duma, he takes you into the world of domain of still lifeless matter. We mentioned Dorothy Carnegie in page 10 of her introduction to the fourth revised edition of Dale Carnegie's Easy and Effective Guide to Public Speaking. That you have animals and they have their all sorts of languages. We know the Sichas Ofos, Sichas Ilanos, but only human beings have the ability to communicate via language. Oliver Sacks, Seeing Voices, page 35. The very word infant, what does it mean? To be an infant, it comes from the Latin, which means non-speaking. Child comes into the world. The Hainu, he's an infant. He's not speaking. And then he gradually develops into an Adam. But when you come out, he's not speaking. And even though he's not speaking, what's the first thing that a child does when he emerges into this new world? He lets out a shout. I'm here. I am here. Po. Po is Derech the Peh. Here I am. My essence comes Derech the Peh. That's why we mention in the name of Moshe Shapiro, your Pinimius is always Nesgala Derech the Peh. And based on the Maral Perachov Chesek Gvuras Hashem, your innards always come out the derech, the movements of the pen, Navi Loshen Nivsfasayim, the movements of the lips, writes Yeshaya, Anunhei Yedzayim, the idea being that when you move the lips, that's the inside. The lips are the inside of the skin, turn outwards, a reflection in a physical sense of what's taking place in the higher panemistic level. Every time you move your lips, which is the inside of the skin, turn outwards, it's a reflection of what's happening. B'shasta koach adibor, your insides are coming out. You're always reflecting the panemius, derech the peh, osios po, here I am. What makes me tick? What's going on inside me? Po, you let everybody know, here I am, as you move the peh. That is the Koach HaDibur. Amela Adam is not Stam Koach HaDibur. We see already from Rashi makes it absolutely clear, Parak Beis Pasuk Hey. Why did Hashem create Adam? term Yitzmach, there needs to be rain. I need to create a Bria who can open up his mouth and daven for the Motor and daven for the rain. That means the Taich of an Adam, yes, when you read the Sifrei Machshava, we have those classifications, the Kuzari and Maimer Beis, and already we've shown them, and of course, there are Chai in many places, we have Domim Tzemeh Chai Medaber. As opposed to Domim, the lowest end of the Bria, we have Medaber, more the highest end of the Bria. Thus, the Maral Miprag writes, both in Chiddushi HaGadus and in Netzach Yisrael Perek Lamed Tes, the fish are the lowliest forms of the Bria. That's why fish don't communicate via sound. We had Domim Tzemech, then Chai. The first Bechina of Chai that was created with a fish, they're the farthest away of all living organisms from Adam, because they don't speak. Whales, dolphins, those are mammals, not fish. Fish don't communicate via sound. They're at the lowest end of the scale. Those are the Dagi Hayam. Now again, they don't need to speak. Why? Because we say it every day, all the time in Israel, Kol Hashem al Amayim. They have the Kol Hashem because the Shechina, Perkin Losa Pergyud, dwells above the Mayim. They have the Kol Hashem al Amayim. They don't need to speak. We mentioned Yonah. Yonah, who was the quintessential example in Sanhedrin, Peitesim and Olivas, the one who didn't open up his mouth. He was a Novi. He was Kovish and also suppressed. He didn't want to speak. Amida kenig amida, Hashem swallows him up with a dog. A dog who opens up its mouth, its silent mouth, to swallow up Amida kenig amida, the silent mouth of a Yonah. Al kapanim, Adam wasn't stamped to be a medaber. Adam was to be a medaber who was going to daven. That's clear from Rashi. Embraces part of baseball. Okay, I don't want stam a medaber. I want a medaber plus. What's a medaber plus? Someone who knows when to speak, how to speak, what words to speak. I need to create an Adam who's going to daven for rain. Only when there's a Bria who's going to employ his Bechira Chavshis in order to daven for rain, only then am I going to go ahead and bring down the rain and allow all the Gashmiyut to be Noveya from the Geshem. All the physicality comes Ach Verak Ayyadei the Geshem, Tfilos Geshem, Saint Talmud Al-Brach, it all comes from the Geshem. That's why the Maral and others point out, Shlemus and the Bria is always represented by the number 7. We're not going to go through it again, but 7, of course, is Shlemus, the 7 days of the week. Shiva Sviya is completion, satisfaction. 7 times 7 is 1 degree of Shlemus, it's 49. What happens when you have a Chazok of Shlemus? A Chazok of Shlemus is what? 7 times 7 times 7. 7 times 7 is 49. 49 times 7 is 343 Gemara. All of Gashmiut is the Hashlomo of 7 in the Bria, Gematria 343, Gematria Geshem. All of that comes from the Geshem. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adam HaSholem. 120 years, he has a complete life. L'chos Eino Lo Naslecho. We just learned in the Mezos Avrocha. He is Merumas where? Chulun Kaflam Tzesem Beis. Bishagam Hubasar. Bishagam Osios. Big Geshem. Not only Bishagam, Gematria 345, Gematria Moshe. But Big Geshem, Osios, Big Geshem. Tfilas Geshem is what? Is said on the day Shmini Atzeres writes the Sfasemis in the Imri MS that Shmini Atzeres Yaakov corresponds to Sukkis. Tour Hakos Roshchodesh Tov Yedzayim. The Groan Aderos Liot Li Madur to the Sapar Shabbalah. Who corresponds to Shmini Atzeres Moshe? His Shmini Atzeres writes the Sfasemis in the Imri MS. Moshe Shmini Atzeres the Tfilas Geshem. He is Merumas Bishagamu Baser Osios Begeshem. Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate Surah Sa'adam. But we have to say something different. Why? Because if the tachlis of the medaber is needed, the koach adibur, in order to be a mespalel, thus many Sfarim HaKadoshim write, what is Adam? If you take the hidden part, Tahinu, the pnimius of Osios Adam, take the hidden letters, the internal letters of Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, respectively. Aleph is Aleph, Lamed, Fei. Adalet, Dalet, Lamed, Tov. And Mem, Mem. You take those hidden letters. What do you have? A Mem, Tov, Pei, Lamed, Lalet, Mispalel. Tahinu, the inner core pnimius of the Adam, the hidden part of the Adam, his ikar mahus is what is the mispala mavez Adam shenemar in tiboyin tiboyin mavez is an Adam. It means one, not stand the koach adibur, but the koach adibur when it's tapped, when it's utilized accordingly, which is expressed al yaday the koach atfilu. So now we have to understand, if in the end of the day Adam Arishan was given 1,000 years. Yes, he was going to live forever after the Chet Achila Seitzanas Tavro. It's brought down to 1,000 years. What happens? Adam Arishan is now shown Dor Dover Dorsha. And he looks into the future and he sees that in the door of David HaMelech there's going to be an unbelievable neshama which is only going to come out into the world for a meager 3 hours. A fetus, a nephil, who's not the Bar Kayama, he's going to be alive for 3 hours. That's a whole separate cheer. What's the Indian of the 3 hours? What was Abishur's Cheshma? upon him. He was giving me for 3 hours. Adam says, I got to give him life. And Hashem says, okay, if you want to give life, Adam says, how many years are you giving me? He says, Elef, I want to give 70. Why didn't he give more? Well, David HaMelech is the individual who's going to tell us himself in the pages of Tehillim, Kapitel Tzadi, Pasuk Yud. So he himself testified that the average life is 70 years. Adam Rishon gives him 70 years, and now it's all beseder. That's what we have in the Zohar, Chelek Aleph, Tzadi Aleph, Amud Beis. It's also a Perek Elazar discussed ever so briefly in Perek Yates. You have it in the Alkut Shimoni and Remez Mem Aleph in Bereishis. You have it in Medrash, Shofar Tov and Tillon, Kapitel Tzadi Beis. And you have a different Nusach in the Zohar, Chelek Aleph, Kuf Samach Chesem and Aleph. There you have that. How did David HaMelech get his 70 years? He got 5 years from Avram Avinu. Avram didn't live to 180. Yitzchak was 180. That's Schias. That's 18 Chai. To the nth degree, that's a life of Shlemus. Avram only lived to 175. He gave 5 years to the life of David HaMelech. Yaakov lived to the age of 147 as opposed to the 175 of Avram Avinu. So he gave over those remaining 28 years also to David. And then the missing 33, those were given by Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik only lived to 110. He was 37 years shy of Yaakov's 147. That's the Zohar and Vayishlach Kupsa Machesim. That's where he got the 70 years. Big Kasha, Stira, Natsdam, and Rosh Chalukas. But you have the Zohar contradicting itself. Did he get 70 from Adam? Did he get 70 from the... Oh, that's a whole separate Shir, Chidah. Oh, it's a many different Perushim. How you understand this Stira in Midrash Chazal and the Zohar Min Obey. Al-Kaponim, let's go with the more accepted Chazal. He got the 70 years from Adam. Now that means, how do you give away years? There was a mice in Rodin years ago, and there was a year whose life was on the line, and they went around, many Gedolim, many Anoshim, giving hours, minutes of their lives, and they asked the Chavetz Chaim, can you give us some days? And the Chavetz Chaim said, no, what do you mean? No, Chavetz Chaim, the biggest Vachesed, who says you have the right to give away your years? If you need these years for Shlemus, how can you give away your years to somebody else? It's not so poshut. How could Dovah Elawat, Bal Korcho Tzor Chlaimer Lefini is 90, that if David was given 70 years from Adam, that means Adam knew by definition that my shlemus can only come ayyadei David HaMelech. Otherwise, there are many gedolim. Why didn't he give some years to the Ramchal? Ramchal 17, 47, to make it to his 40th birthday. What about to the Shach? What about to the Ariya Kaddish? How all these people, they died before the 40th birthday. So many other people. Huge neshamas to die. He could have given it to El Wapa Karchach. He saw into the future that his shlemus of the El Shana can only get to their optimal degree of Shlemus. I need David to be Mashlim, my 70 years. So that needs a beer. Now, if Adam's inner letters are Mispalo, if Adam was created, as seen clearly from Rashi and Bereishis, to be a Mispalo, Malv is Adam, not Stalma Medaber. But he's here to go to be Mispalo, he's here to daven for the rain. His very creation is what couched in the context of Vahavas Adam, the Ruach Memalala, to be a speaking spirit. But that's directed, that's channeled, Bedavka in the Indian of Kochat Fila, then by definition, a Shlemus can only come Ayyadei, the one who is all about tefillah, not only knowing Zemiras Yisrael, but what does David himself write in the pages of Tehillim, Pinto, Kuf Tes, Posuk Dalit, Vani Tefillah, Dehainu. You write the Avos HaKadosh, Brochus Chavavim, Beis Ramah, Mokas Lachem, Berktas Olach Alev. Tefillahs, Avos, Tiknam, Avram, gave us Shachris, Yitzchak, gave us Mincha, and Yaakov gave us Maris, and he gave us tefillahs that existed outside of them. David testifies about himself, Vani Tefillah. I am a walking tefillah. Every second of his life was dominating. He gave us Tehillim. He didn't stop giving us one tefillah. His whole life was reciting Tehillim. He was a walking tefillah. David HaMelech, by definition, is the Hashlam of Adam. And that's what the Arizal L'chayr is being Merames. One of the many things that Arizal is being Merames. In the Kutei Torah Parshas Hazinu, the Shlo Kodesh Ramami Pano, and Asama Morris, and many others as well. Adam is Rosh Tevis, Adam David Mashiach. Dehainu, the bridge, that crucial link between Adam, the first mensch, and Mashiach is going to be Ayyadei David. Notice, who is Mashiach, a scion of the Davidic dynasty, Mashiach ben David? Mashiach, Osios, Mashiach, the one who knows how to speak. Yitzhak Avinu might give us Tfilas Mincha, and Bruchas Chavavam and Beis. How do we know he gives Tfilas Mincha? Yitzhak, Yitzhak, La Suach, Basada, Vein Sicha, La Tfilas, Shinamar, Tfilas, Ani, Kiyadu, Vanesham, Yishbo, Sicha. He is Sicha Be'etzem. Aye, and even though he's Sicha Be'etzem, but his Tfilas still called Mincha, who is a walking Siach. Mashiach is Osios Mashiach. That's only the Vani Tfila, only David who is the Vani Tfila. Mashiach, Osios Mashiach can come from him. He is going to be the one who's going to use his Koach HaDibur to convince us all to follow the MS, the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Shlom of Koach HaDibur. We wanted to add a beautiful MS, the Arizal, the Shlom, the Chidon, the Vashlefi, in Mareches, Daladosh, Yadalad, many other places, in Midbar Kedemos, we know that David HaMelech gave us Tikkun Chatzos, writes the Arizal, very geshmak, Avram Avinu, how was the beginning? Medrash Bereishis Rabba, Ovesein HaMarkava, Avram gave us Shachris, Yitzchak gave us Mincha, Yaakov gave us Marav, we need the regular Vibar Markava, writes the Arizal, who gave us Tikkun Chatzos, who's the one to be Mashlim, Vinyoni, Atfila, David HaMelech, Brochus, Gimel HaMarbeis, he gets up Chatzos Alayla, Lahonis Lecha, he gets up to Davin, Avram gave us the beginning of the day, Yitzchak, the afternoon, Yaakov, the evening. Who's Mashlim? Who gives them Merkovit, Shlemus? Davka David, who gives us the Indian of Tikkun Chatzos, carrying us through the Vasikin. We mentioned many times the famous Remez, brought down in many Sfarim HaKadoshim. Second letter in Avram's name is Beis, it's Keneged Boker. He gave us Shachris, Yitzchak, the Tzadi. That's Sarayim, that's Mincha, Yaakov, the Ayin, that's Arvis, that's Erev. He gave us Myriv. So the famous Maisa, the Hasidus Rebbe saw the Misnagid running to catch Vasikin, 6 o'clock in the morning. Says, where are you running? The Rebbe's going out to Mikvah to say Tillim for a few hours, and he sees the Misnagid. Misnagid says, what do you mean? I'm running to Avraham Sikin. He says, but don't you know, this second letter in Avraham's name is Beis, that's Boker, and Yitzhak Tetzari Tzarayim and Yaakov Ayin. Where do we get Vasikin? From Lot. The second letter in Lot's name is Avav. Lot, Lashon Kola. What are you running after the Vav? Terence says, no, the Rebbe got it wrong. Who's the Vav? David. The second letter in David's name is the Vav. David's Vasikin, and that's Brochus Davgimel Beis. He got him Chatzos Laila, and it continues until Vasikin is in a Kishmak. Then Adam gets the ball rolling. And the first letter, why do we skip over Lefinius Daiti? Because we have another MS from the first letter. First letter is Adam, that's an Aleph. First letter of Avraham Avinu, that's an Aleph. First letter of Yitzhak is a Yud. First letter of Yaakov is a Yud. That's Aleph, Aleph, Yud, the Eskamatra 22. How do we get the Shema Vaya? What's the Giloi? Of the Merkeves Hashchin in the world, that's Megaleh. The Shema Vaya, the Shem Etzim, and the Bria. We need 26. We need the opening Dalit of David HaMelech's name. Now you have the Aleph from Adam, Aleph from Avram, Yud from Yitzhak, Yud from Yaakov. You still need the Dalit. You add the Dalit from David, and now you get 22 and 4, that's 26. David is Vani Tfila Be'etzem. Mela, Mashiach, Medavin, Mashiach, Osios, Mashiach, he is the Mani Tfila. So Adam Rishon, going back to the Zohar, Chelen Kalaf, Tzadi, Alpha, and the Beis, Adam Rishon sees that Adam, David, Mashiach, he needs that crucial, pivotal link of David to link together Adam to Mashiach. He knows that what? I need to have David. If Adam is created to be a Medaber, Mavis, Adam, Tiboyan, Tiboyan, and he's needed, Bracious Beis, say, in order to daven for the rain. He's got a daven because we need someone to be a Mespala. His Shlemus can only be Aide, the one who describes himself as Mani Tfila. He gives him the 70 years. Amela, the Ovis are maskal that tikkun. That's all the Ovis focus so much on tefillah. But who describes himself on tefillah as that walking tefillah? That's Davka David HaMelech. He gets the 70 years, the years of Shlemus. He's the Mashalim Adam Arishin, and he brings a full fledged tikkun to Adam as a Mespalel. Now you have the ultimate, the quintessential Mespalel, and that's David who gave us the Tehillim. We should be Zeicha to tap into this unbelievable Kayach of Tehillim to bring about a Yeshua that the Mishpachim could find, the Chashem HaSan, Emet Hashem, the Korah Mamish, that all Achenu B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, give me Zayich Emet Hashem to a Yeshua Gedayla, Simchas for Yisrael, Stovah Sinachas, a Gavaldig HaShabbos, have a good winter, a Gavaldig HaShabbos, Koach HaTfila, Tukh HaTfila, we should all be Mitzliach, Emet Hashem, Katanath, Kaddish, please.